We get to this final part, which is about the oil market. It's really getting ready to explode here. Team Biden bowed out of rope on this particular story. Remember, what they've been doing is releasing from the SPR. And OPEC just met today. Well, they met yesterday. They just announced today, a couple hours ago, that they're going to cut oil production by a whopping 2 million barrels a day. They've never agreed to a larger cut than this. It's massive. That is notably double exactly the amount of barrels the Biden administration is releasing to help keep oil and gas prices down. This person remarks, strap in, gas prices about to head to new all-time highs. I don't know if OPEC can actually accomplish this level of coordination to drop their production by 2 million barrels a day, but it's indeed very symbolic, and they probably will get some of that. I don't know if they can get all of that. We'll see. Anyway, the world's already out of oil. Like, our inventories are super tight of crude oil itself, refined products secondarily. We here in the eastern part of the United States, super, super, like, tight inventories already of diesel, heat, home heating oil, stuff like that. The United States has had a wonderful trade export because our refineries are making a lot of gasoline, a lot of diesel, shipping it all out to primarily Europe. So the United States has been exporting a super duper amount of this stuff. But we've been able to do that because the release of all that oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has enabled oil markets to at least keep that fiction up that there's plenty to put out there. So Schellenberger on his Substack wrote a really nice article, and writing here, quote, "The confusion around the Biden administration's petroleum policy was cleared up yesterday after a senior official revealed that the White House had made a secret offer." Remember when Biden went over and shook hands or bumped fists with Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia? There was some kind of a deal struck there. It was just revealed what that was from a senior official, that secret offer had been made that the United States was going to buy up to 200 million barrels of OPEC's oil to replenish the SPR in exchange for OPEC not cutting oil production. So Biden tried to strike that deal with Saudi Arabia as a putative leader of OPEC. And guess what? They said, nah, how about an oil production cut instead? So that whole idea of the petrodollar being formulated by the United States being the world's policeman, but in particular being the police force for Saudi Arabia, keeping them safe, giving them weapons, helping them in their fight against Yemen, which, by the way, you never hear about Yemen, but it gets bombed just as much as anything's happening in Ukraine. We just don't care about that because that's our people doing the bombing, so who cares? So we supply all the weapons, missiles, bombs, planes, you name it. And the deal was that Saudi Arabia would then be our buddy and price their oil products in dollars and keep those dollars in the United States, and it was a big happy thing going on. That's all over, by the way, as that breaks down. The petrodollar breaks down, different episode. We'll get into that more later. Quote, the official said the White House wanted to reassure OPEC that the U.S. won't just leave them hanging dry, and the fact that this offer was made through the White House, not the Department of Energy, may explain why a representative of the department had to call Reuters to take back the remarks of Energy Secretary Granholm, who was shown to be out of the loop, totally at a loss for words because she didn't know anything about this happening. So Energy Secretary doesn't know what's going on with energy, just part of the deal. The revelation poses political risks for Democrats who, in the spring of 2020, killed a proposal by President Donald Trump to replenish the SPR with oil from American producers, not OPEC ones, and he could do that at a price of $24 a barrel. Not the $80 a barrel that the Biden White House was promising to OPEC Plus. By the way, we're not going to get $80 a barrel at this point. If we want to replenish the SPR, it's going to be under very different terms, not $80, but certainly not $24. Now, when that deal was being done in the spring of 2020, oil was plummeting. It was really cheap. And oil companies would have jumped at this deal to have a guaranteed $24 for their oil product. Trump was ready to do that, and Senate Democrats killed it. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer successfully defeated the proposal and later bragged that his party had blocked a bailout for big oil. Hey, way to go, Chuck. That's just going to cost us, some quick math, an extra $11.2 billion now at 80 versus 24. That's if you can get it at 80. And you won't be able to, trust me. As soon as the SPR starts filling instead of dishoarding, oil's going to go through the roof. Now, this is really bad because while OPEC is busy cutting production, we also still don't have any other investigation, oil exploration, production, E&P budgets happening. Oil is just backed up at this point because this administration is obviously very hostile to oil, willing to make deals with Saudi Arabia for it, but not willing to do what's necessary to promote domestic production, always supporting the idea of windfall taxes on oil producers. It's very uncertain times. So we're seeing a lot of oil investment not happening. And that's going to bite future supply. So add all this up, I think what we're looking at here is not cool. By the way, this is what the SPR has done, and this is the Biden trying to buy the midterms here, I think is how we interpret that. It's about $300, $350 million a week of additional support tailwind for the incumbents because it makes gasoline prices come down. That makes people happy. Hey, look, I'm paying less at the pump and more likely to vote in incumbents under that set of terms. But make no mistake about it, filling that back up is going to be enormously expensive. And if we ever got into a shooting war and we needed it, it won't be there. I consider this an act of treason right here. This is selling out the country under very unfavorable terms for political gain, short-term political gain. It's nothing strategic about what's happening to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. This is not good. All right. But action in response. So, you know, you got OPEC saying, hey, we're going to cut production by 2 million barrels a day. That's the response. Here's the response to the response. A couple hours later, according to the White House, the 10 million barrel release in November is the final installment of the 180 million barrel release that began in May. More releases will be made as needed to support our midterms or whatever they're up to. But it's not strategic again. This is actually taking an important strategic asset and wasting it. All right. European banking trouble update. So remember, just a few days ago on Saturday, I had to write.